is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, movie star. Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the comeback kid. I welcome Bill Whalen, who reminds me, "I'll be back," was one of the lines that we all loved of Arnold's career. I think that was a Terminator line, but it's Arnold himself. And now it's 20 years since his gubernatorial run, and Bill's here to remind us the successes and the doubts and the celebration. Bill, a very good evening to you. Arnold Schwarzenegger was not a politician. He was a movie star. And he took the plunge, I believe, on The Tonight Show, is my memory. Today, how is he remembered in California? Success, a failure, or just a movie star?
I think nostalgia might be the best word to use here, John, in that Arnold left office in January of 2011. So we are coming up soon on 13 years since he was in office. The recall was just a global event here in California. You remember very well, John. I remember speaking to you from a train. I was going to a baseball game in San Francisco.
Yes.
And Arnold out of the blue goes on The Tonight Show and drops the bomb. And, you know, we thought it could have happened, but we didn't really see it coming. And it just kind of made for 60 days of just this fantastic political intrigue in California. State politics have not been as interesting since, and that's in part because we haven't had a governor as interesting and complicated as Arnold Schwarzenegger. So nostalgia here, John, but I think also the timing of this, the 20th anniversary of his taking office, which is today, November 17th. You look at national politics and the American people are just very down on the choice of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Here in California, one of the bluest of blue states, Gavin Newsom, who we talk a lot about on this show, who flirts with the presidency, he's underwater in terms of his polling numbers, John. He's 44% approval and 49% disapproval, kind of shocking numbers for him. So Arnold kind of coming back into the news right now, back in vogue, if you will, is kind of a tonic for some Californians.
Bill Whalen is the host of the podcast Politics and Policy, Policy and Politics for the Hoover Institution, as well as the host of Goodfellas, a TV show, a podcast, as well as a video cast for the Hoover Institution, his colleagues. And we're reflecting on Arnold Schwarzenegger then and now. One of the memories I have of the governor at the time was his smoking cigars in a tent outside the legislature, is my memory. And it was seen as pugnacious and challenging and iconoclastic, and that was a deal of his charm. And then something happened, Bill. He ran into the legislature. Is that what discouraged people about his time?
Yeah, let's quickly do the timeline here. So he wins the recall in October 2003. He is sworn into office November 17th, 2023, 20 years ago today. Then in 2000, he has legislative successes in 2003-2004. He gets workers' compensation reform. He had run on repealing a law that gave driver's license to undocumented Californians. He got that rolled back. A big deal because it was a Republican idea, and it was the first time in about 5 years that a Republican idea prevailed in legislature. But then he hit the rocks very quick, John. First of all, he went out in the November 2004 election, campaigned up and down the state for Republican legislative candidates, didn't win. And then in 2005, John, he makes the very serious mistake of calling a special election, pull initiatives on the ballot, and they all get shot down. And he kind of hits a trough in 2005, but then he kind of rises in the ashes, gets handsomely reelected to landslide in 2006. And John, this is the MO of the Schwarzenegger political career: success, fallback, success, fallback. And you know, he's very elastic in that regard. But part of that might be just that he's kind of likable, he's optimistic, and it's just kind of hard to keep a happy guy down.
California was in a transition in those years, Bill, because you served Governor Wilson back in the 1990s, very successful governor. And then I don't know when it happened, if it was a moment during Schwarzenegger's time or the rejection of Governor Gray, or the rise of what is now a dominant Democratic liberal constituency. Is it in the Schwarzenegger years that the transition happened?
Yes. If you look at the voter registration numbers at the time of the recall election, John, the state's about 44% Democratic and 35% Republican, with independents accounting for about 16% of the vote. Today, John, it's about 46% Democratic, about 24% Republican, and about 22% independent. So the Republican existence has collapsed in California. The independent numbers have grown, and the Democrats have budged up a bit. So that transition occurred during Arnold's years. And you know, Arnold kind of reflects this himself. He ran in the recall as a very kind of traditional Republican, sort of an extension of Pete Wilson, because a lot of Wilson people worked for him at the time. But then during his governorship, he evolves and he takes up climate change. He's a lot more moderate than some Republicans might have expected. But, you know, buyer be warned. I worked with Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2001, John, helped him on some policy. He was getting ready to do a ballot initiative the next year. And it was pretty clear that Arnold was kind of a work in progress. Compare that to, say, Ronald Reagan, who had a real philosophical sea change from a New Deal Democrat to a much more conservative Republican. Arnold, while being a Republican, was not wedded in all conservative ideas, especially on social ideas. And so he, you know, kind of fit very well for California, but he did not fit well into national Republican politics. And in the age of Donald Trump, you really see that clash where he just dislikes Trump in no uncertain terms.
He was a movie star then. He's a movie star now. And we'll come up to date. It's 2023. Is Gavin Newsom a movie star or a governor? Can we tell?
He is a governor with movie star looks, but the question of him being a good governor or not is kind of a jump ball right now. As I mentioned, his poll numbers are underwater, and it was kind of a cautionary tale in this for Newsom, John. Arnold was at 23% approval when he left office, just about record poor numbers. If you go back in 1982, Jerry Brown serving the first two of his four terms as governor, he runs for the Senate in his last year as governor. And he gets spanked. He gets kicked to the curb, and that's because voters are simply tired of him. And Newsom has to be careful right now because he's still in office through 2026, and he probably needs to pay a little less attention to national politics. He is doing the debate with Ron DeSantis on November the 30th. He probably needs to pay more attention to what's going on back here in California. And I think hopefully for the governor, that poll is a wake-up call.
Jerry Brown is not a movie star, not then, not now. No. But my memory is that his poll numbers were very strong through his term. Am I misremembering?
His numbers were strong during his second. Remember, Brown serves two terms from 1974 to 1982, comes back in 2010 and succeeds Schwarzenegger, and then serves until Newsom replaces him in 2019. A very different Jerry Brown, though, in his second time around, much more focused, doesn't run for president. Remember, Brown twice ran for president during his first stint as governor. And he famously championed the philosophy of paddling, canoeing, as he called it, the canoe theory to governing, paddle left, paddle right, ultimately stay in the center. And you could see time and again during his governorship, Democrats had very ambitious social ideas, universal health care, for example, legalization of marijuana. And Brown was not on board. He was just a different kind of Democrat, to borrow a phrase from Bill Clinton.
Here we are waiting for decision making in Sacramento. We've gone through the legislative calendar, and Governor Newsom has used that very effectively, if I remember your columns right now. The poll numbers, though, must worry him. He can't lose California, presuming he's a presidential candidate. He can't lose it. What do those poll numbers mean for the rest of the country, Bill? We have about a minute.
I think it's just kind of a cautionary tale about paying attention to your business. All governors should be looking at it. You know, it doesn't affect Newsom because he's term limited. He can't run again, but he does want to put ballot measures up for a vote, and he sponsors him in championships, and then it puts his face on the TV, John. If he's not popular, obviously those ideas aren't going to fly, and hard to sell yourself as a presidential candidate in 2028 if you leave office on a sour note as an unpopular incumbent.
I quote from Bill Whalen's California on Your Mind column. It was 20 years ago today. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.